USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South African doctor Angelique Kotze at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 on CNN Monday night.
Easily treatable at home, no need for admission. That's a first price.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments Wednesday over whether Mississippi can ban abortions after 15 weeks. Not only is there Mississippi's call to overrule Roe v. Wade to save the lives of the voiceless, justices are already considering a Texas law banning abortions where a heartbeat is detected. That's roughly 6 weeks after conception. NBA basketball star and outspoken activist on human rights abuses, Enes Kanter, born in Turkey, is now a U.S. citizen since Monday.
I waited for this moment like 6 years now, and it's finally happened. It's like a dream come true. But America gives you opportunity, freedom, and, you know, human rights, and you can have anything you want here.
USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax is calling out Dr. Fauci and his almighty scientist proclamation.
But also it's very, very dangerous, because what about when he's wrong? What about if he tells you to wear a cloth mask when you visit your grandmother who has COVID, and it turns out the cloth masks don't work at all? Has he really been reckless in giving you bad information? Or what if he says that we should vaccinate a country, but we should vaccinate everyone, even if they've already had COVID, and as a consequence, the elderly are not given a preference for the vaccine, and so you wait and you give it to everybody equally, all of a sudden, guess what? The people who have had the disease who are younger, that are at low risk, you've wasted the vaccine and you haven't vaccinated those who are truly at risk, the elderly. He's actually cost probably thousands of lives around the world by the bad advice to vaccinate people equally instead of trying to target the vaccine to those who need it the most.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Kotze.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, and it's now more or less, I call it day 13, which since, we have made the diagnosis of these variants, new variant that's going around. So if you look at the severity, and especially in the beginning of any wave, it's normally not that severe. It's normally the younger people that get infected, and then from there on it will spread and go further. So hopefully we can keep the clinical picture as it is. If we say patients are not they are moderate ill, they're not severely ill. I'm also part of a group of about 8 doctors. And only two patients that admitted the past 24 hours. I'm not sure about those patients' symptoms. But the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients, means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
Last night's Monday Night Football game, the Washington football team beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-15. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.